I am, mate.
So you you haven't even got one?
No, I have. So you have a choice of four intros.
Four
intros. So I fired three out.
Let me finish the end of this tea then, because fucking, as shit as it was last week, I'm going to fucking spit this everywhere.
So I fired three out through in 20 minutes. I was really proud of myself. 20
don't
minutes
fucking,
from...
Don't fucking start making excuses, mate.
All right, and then I've got one, which I got AI to make.
Is this going to make you all echoey for 10 minutes like it did last week as well?
No, that was your microphone feeding back.
Fucking was not, mate. It was fucking you.
It definitely was me coming through your headphones into your mic.
Oh, I've just hit the sugary bit of the tea. Yeah, buddy. Oh, yes.
But I've got rid of that. So I've clicked the button already.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're the tech guy. So don't start giving me shit.
Yeah, well, I noticed it and I fixed it.
Turn that up. Let's get the volume on fucking max. Right, yeah, I'm good to go. I'm ready. Right,
so sounds. Which one? You got a choice because one, two,
choice
three.
Of four.
So I've got three intros and I'm saving it. I'm not, obviously, I've done the work. I'm going to spread out over 3 weeks. You've got three intros which I made, or you've got one intro which AI have produced.
Can I not listen to all of them?
No, well, you will, but eventually, but over time.
Oh.
So I'm not using them all at once. We only need one intro to the podcast.
Okay. I think number one would have been a shit effort from you. And I think you'd have learned your lessons. And then I think number two is going to be OP. And then I think the third one, you'd have got overexcited and you'd have lost your way. So it's between the number two or the AI. But I want to see what creativity you got. So let's have it. Hit me with number two.
Number two.
Give me it. All give right. me it.
Do you know what? It's in the same ilk as last week's, I think.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes, people. You know what this is. This is a warning. There will be strong language. But come on, you're okay with that. So let's get going. This is the Farmers League Podcast. Yes. Do you know what? I think this is going to become my favourite part of the show.
I think I prefer it to last week's.
Do you? Why? Do you know what? I got overexcited while doing it, and I actually just started shouting into the mic, so I kind of fucked up my mic doing it.
Next time,
I'm glad you like it.
Next time the wifey takes the little one out for a walk, or the dogs or whatever, right, I want you to come up with a proper garage one. Proper garagey oxide neutrino style. Yeah.
You know
start
what?
Listening to a few bits. I'll send you a few bits. You can do a bit of homework. And yeah.
I was trying to find
this is some adrenaline inside the ride.
I was trying to find Flash Gordon theme tune by Queen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Farmers League.
Farmers League
this is podcast. Language Audic. Boom, boom, boom.
That was better than last week's. So
that's always improving. Do you know what? Just a little bit sad because I think you actually nailed it. This one is I call it corporate because it's like a corporate video.
My brother, we have been friends for over 20 years. I know exactly what you're about. So,
and
yeah.
It's not good.
No, shame and disappointment. So there we go. So, quick question right off the bat, because my answer is no. Do you have a Wally of the week?
No.
No, excellent. Right, sounds.
Yeah, no.
Ooh,
do you know what?
Ooh, you did have one.
Have you seen the
bit,
whole...
It was a little bit of a chimp there. Do you hear that? Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, go on.
The whole Klopp Salah thing, did you see that?
Yeah.
And
you can tell the wheels have come off at Liverpool and they're both leaving at the end of the season. He's clearly had enough.
Did you hear what Salah said when reporters asked him about it? He said, if I talked, I'd be fired today.
He did his best Egyptian Jose Mourinho impression, didn't he? If I speak, there'd be fire.
And
I don't know
just,
what accent that was, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't realise he was from Congo.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. I can now bosh out a Congan accent. I'll try and do it and sound fucking Zimbabwean of Zimbabwean.
Hey, mate, Zimbabwean. As long as you're on the right continent, that's fine.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there.
But that whole thing, that is really kind of. Well, they're falling out of the title race. If
they've not fallen out of it, they've nosedived out of it.
Well, yeah.
They've crashed out of it.
Luckily, they're a little bit too far ahead of Villa and Spurs. Well, Spurs. Yeah.
Spurs needed to beat Arsenal today, didn't they?
Yeah.
For context, we're doing this on Sunday. But yeah, they needed to beat Arsenal today, which with Arsenal in the title run, that was always going to be a tall task for them, to be fair, because Tottenham have been very like us this season, just up and down, just fucking like stupid results left, right, and centre. So,
I think there's a few, especially with Tottenham, the games you expect them to win, they're not doing.
That's what we're doing.
And
we could have beat Liverpool, realistically, but then we drew to Burnley and almost lost to Burnley.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have nicked 3 points off us. We're so all over the place this season. It's so annoying, mate.
Oh, don't. When Villa
do you think? Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
When Villa went 2-0 up against Chelsea, I had flashbacks Boxing Day against you,
Man United. Yeah,
and then against Brentford the other week, both went 2-0 up, and I was just like, as soon as we go 2-0 up, I just know we're going to lose this fucking game. Yeah. And thankfully, we got a point out of it. But I was just like, fucking, how is it we do this every time?
I worked yesterday, so I got home, made dinner, watched the Everton game. And then I thought I'd sit down and watch Villa-Chelsea. I got through the first half, fell asleep on the sofa. Charlotte nudged me about 11:30. She's like, come up to bed. I said, yeah, I'll be up in a minute. That minute being 3:30. keep in mind, my alarm was going off at like 6 for work. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. Went upstairs, I thought, I'll just check the scores quickly, have a little look. 2-2. And could have had a winner as well. I was like, sorry, what? What the hell's going on here then?
95th minute or something. Unbelievable. Oh, my days.
I think you'd still be all right for Champions League football, even if you did lose that one. But, like, you've got to see that as 2 points dropped, considering, like, the form Villa in and the form Chelsea have been in this season.
Yeah, I think it's a massive points dropped. We've done it a few times. When we could have gone top before Christmas, not saying we would have won the league or anything like that, but we played Forest, I think, and lost 2-0 to Forest, and it was just this is a game we need to be winning.
I've always said champions do that, don't they? They grind out results. Yeah. They might get a 1-0, they might nick a 2-1. Do you know what I mean? They just keep going. I was about to say for 90 minutes, but it's not nowadays, is it? It's 105.
But Man City did it well today.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't play great.
They didn't play well at all. No, but the
Haaland came on at the end. 20 minutes, whatever it was. But if Chris Wood didn't fucking Harry Houdini every time the fucking ball came near him and completely disappear just completely fuck it.
I was a little tapping from 4 yards, didn't he? Just let the ball roll over his boot. I was like, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, but even at the start of the second half, he had an opportunity. He just completely, it was like the slowest ball in the world.
Well, mate, he's got 12 goals this season. Like, give him credit. Do you know what I mean? Like, at Forest. Do you know what I mean? He's doing well.
Yeah, but, I mean, you need a player that's going to be if he scores that game when it's 1-1.
Mm.
A lot of the time, like with Forest, it seems like little things are costing them big. So, player comes off just before the corner.
Mm.
Morgan Gibbs-White completely loses his man, and it's a free header at the front post. And then, there's a couple of Chris Wood shots, which should have been more. I can't remember who hit the crossbar as well. Just little things just didn't go their way. And
Elanga.
Was it Elanga?
I think it was Elanga, yeah.
But it's those little things that don't go your way that could really cost you at the end of the season. I think it would be hilarious if Burnley stayed up after all this shit. They're not going to, but...
My talk today was going to be relegation talk. My chat today, Rev, was going to be relegation-based.
Okay.
And I thought we'd do our little predictions and see what we think.
What, the win, so, win, lose?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, a little win, win, losers.
Currently, we have Forest in 17th on 26 points. You have Luton just behind them on 25 and Burnley behind them on 24. All with the same games played. I probably should have sent you this before, Rand. Give me 2 seconds. If I send you this now, then you don't have to write everything down. You can edit this bit out, can't you?
And then I'll probably just leave it in, innit?
You just won't. Oh, by the way, off air, we were talking about that Comic-Con that I went to today. Guess what I bought? Guess what I bought there today?
What?
I bought World Cup 98 for the Nintendo 64.
No way.
Guess how much it cost me? 5 of your finest English pounds. My brother.
What? Mate.
Yeah, unbelievable scenes. So
that's amazing.
I know. He didn't have many more. And do you know what the thick cunt said to me? He goes, have you got an N64, have you? And I thought, nah, I'm buying the cartridge for banter. I was like, treating him like shit. I went, yeah, I have, mate. And he went, oh, cool. He said, take my number. He goes, if you ever think about selling it, he said, let me know, I'll buy it off you. And I was like, okay. I'm not ever selling it. I'm passing it on to Killian. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I remember when I had my Mega Drive, it broke. But I went into, there's a second-hand game shop in Gloucester. And I went in there and he went, what Mega Drive you got? I was like, oh, the fucking original one. He was like, well, if you want to set it up, buy it off you for 60 quid. And I was thinking, at that time, I was like, fucking 15. I was like,
yeah.
I could pop down there. Do you know what I mean? How many cans of Fosters can I get from Wesley's? Yeah.
That's it. But anyway, digression, as always. So I've just sent you that little picture. So. Yeah, sure. It's from Forest, Luton, Burnley, 2 points in it, all right? And I think we should go through their games and have a little chat about where we think they're going to pick up points or lose points or whatever. Yeah. But one thing to note, though, is in the last 4 games, in the form table, Burnley are 10th. So they've got loss, draw, win, draw. Luton are 17th with win, loss, loss, loss. And then Forest are 18th with loss, draw, loss, loss. So if you're looking on who's got their tails up at the minute, it actually is Burnley. And that other draw that's on there could have been a win because they could have nicked it against us. And that would have made it really interesting. They'd be on 26. So, I don't know. Should we just fire through it? I reckon we should go through game week by game week, I reckon, instead of just doing the whole teams. Then we see how we get on. So, Forest next week have got Sheffield United. What do you reckon?
They've got to be winning that.
They've got to win that, haven't they, surely? Yeah. 100%. Luton have got Everton.
I reckon they'll lose. I reckon Everton.
I think they're losing that as well, mate, to be honest. And then Burnley have got Newcastle.
Depends what Newcastle turn out. I mean, it's a hot
and Andy Gordon's
flight. Palace like 5-2 or something.
5-2 in the end, yeah. Palace, by the way, a second in the form table. I don't know how they figured that out. They just got rattled 5-2, but
I mean, fucking Villa beat fucking whooped like 5-1 and fucking 4-0 a couple of times this year.
I don't think I know anyone right in my phone book that uses the word whooped and not even uses it, but uses it as regularly as you do. They use it all the fucking time. We go whooped. So, what this podcast has done is highlight how annoying I find you, innit?
Do you know what I love is that if I go to Emma, I got a bottle of Pepsi here.
Yeah. Pepsi Max, by the way.
Pepsi Max, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I've got cherry downstairs. I'm going to have a fucking glass of it before we go to bed.
That one. Naughty.
Oh, no.
But I always go, oh yeah, I'm going to go get a can of pop.
Kieran says that.
And
Kieran says it.
What? Do you mean?
It's fucking so annoying. Like he said that him and the missus went to the cinema. He goes, oh, we went back to the foyer to get some pop. And I was like, what are you, 5? And I was like, need some pop. I was like, shut up, mate. For fuck's sake, man. Anyway, right, Burnley Newcastle, what are you saying?
I reckon draw. Let's go for a draw.
Draw?
Yeah, I reckon for a draw.
So I think they're losing that.
I reckon they will, but Newcastle's so hot and cold. They're like a Katy
Perry
song.
Gordon's flying at the minute, weren't they?
Yeah, and Isak's back, to be fair. But
right, I think they're losing that. You think they're drawing it
this year?
Who?
Alexander, is it Alexander Isak?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He hasn't had an assist.
He's so greedy. What do you expect? Right, I'm going to put both of our things on there. Right, so that's after game week. So after game week, the next game week then, we'll have a Forest win, a Luton loss, and then either a Burnley loss or draw. So the following game week then, Forest got Chelsea.
Fucking hell. I reckon they...
After seeing the way Forest played today,
they can win.
I think Forest win that. I don't know if they would, because I don't know how many problems Chris Wood would cause them. But I think if Elanga and Hudson-Odoi are playing well, and if Morgan Gibbs-White gets on the ball and actually passes for once...
he winds you up, did he?
It annoys me how much Forest fans think he's meant. And it's like, if he was that class, Wolves wouldn't let him go. So that's the end of that. I fancy Forest to get a win there.
I think they can. It's one of those things. If they go to Sheffield United and they don't win, or they only get like the draw or whatever, and they had to, I mean, their chances today were kind of gilt edge. And I'm not saying Chris Wood misses those every week. I think it was a bad. He was unlucky with a couple of them. Didn't expect the ball.
He let the occasion get to him. I think he. Yeah. I think it's one of them where like I've been in those situations where like.
What, when he played up front against Man City?
No, in games against fucking a lot better opposition. Yeah, yeah. But like the ball comes across and you feel it coming in and you're already overthinking it. You're already thinking, I have to score this because I'm not going to get any other chances. Mm. And then because you overthink it, it's not instinct and you fuck it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas like if you play against Sheffield United, if that chance comes in, Wood just taps it in. You know, he doesn't like... getting his own head about it, do you know what I mean? So
I think the only thing is that, and it's kind of you see it when teams go down, they play better. Like the pressure's off Sheffield United now; they don't have to fucking win at all. It makes no difference. So like the pressure's kind of off.
Imagine so Sheffield United come out next week and they batter Forest 4-0.
It just happens. It really does happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like go and enjoy it.
I think Villa, when we went down, I think we won one game or something, or two games before we went down, and then fucking afterwards we won like three, and I was just like...
Where was this form for the
fucking season?
For the other 35 games, you wankers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so annoying.
And I think as well, Forest then have the opposite, where every game is added pressure, more and more.
It's like a cup final.
Yeah, and I think the fact that you miss one goal, if it doesn't go right for you at the start, it then avalanches a little bit.
Mm. So what are you saying then? Forest, Chelsea, what do you reckon?
I think they can win. If you go off what they've been doing, just...
But if you go off their form, they're losing. They've lost three in the last four.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I'm going to change one. I'm going to go for a draw. I think they're drawing that.
And I think... I mean, Chelsea... This will go, obviously, into the... Forest narrative as well. Chelsea will get fucking two penalties against them,
or it'll be 1-1 and Forest to get a penalty denied in the last like few minutes and Chelsea go and nick a winner at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? It will be. I mean,
and then Forest Twitter would just go ballistic,
meltdown,
going on an absolute rampage. Do you know what I mean? What do you reckon then? Forest, Chelsea, what are you saying? Give me a definitive answer. Stop fucking me around.
I reckon Chelsea.
You reckon Chelsea will? Oh my god, he got completely the other way. I think they could win. Yeah, I think they could win.
Just talking about it, I think I think there'll be too much. I think they'll get the win against Sheffield, but I don't think it'll be an easy win. And I think they'll kind of capitulate against.
They'll kind of think, like, we've done our job now. The other two teams didn't get any points this week, and then they'll fall apart. So Luton then will play West Ham. What do you reckon?
Sorry, who?
West Ham.
I think West Ham win.
Wow.
What West Ham form? Because they've played all right, I think.
Their former is as shit as fucking Luton's. They're down there. Yeah, they're really bad.
They drew against Liverpool, didn't they?
I can give you their form table because I screenshotted it because I knew you'd ask stupid questions.
oh my God, imagine asking for the form.
Yeah, so their last four games, they've won one, drawn one, and lost two.
Okay.
They've scored 6 and conceded 10.
Fucking hell, so, really?
That's the third lowest. But Morris fourth has lowest. Scored
10.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? This is the thing as well, like Chris Wood has scored 12 for Forest. Right. Awoniyi or whatever his bloody name is has scored 6. And then Elanga, Morgan Gibbs-White, and Hudson-Odoi have all got 5.
Mm.
So they've got goal scorers from all across the front four. Luton have got Morris who scored 10. Adebayo who scored 9. Then you got Barkley with 5. All right, Barkley's only got 5, but if he's chipping in from centre mid and you've got a bunch of 4s and 3s across the season, Luton are getting goals as well.
Yeah.
Burnley have got Amdoumi with 5, Bryn Larson with 5, and Foster with 5. They've not got a goal scorer. Like, Burnley are. I think they're fucked. To be completely honest,
I think they're going to struggle because
I don't see them getting any points towards the end of the season, mate.
At the start of the season, we all were talking about like they've obviously ramped at home. They've got more time to prepare. Company's kind of keeping a lot of his team, and then they brought in a lot of youngsters, and they kind of did the opposite of what Luton did. I think Luton kept their team and then just added a bit of quality here. And there with and people who knew the league.
Quality? You mean Ross Barkley?
Marvellous Nakamba.
Wow. Okay. Fair. Well played, sir. Well played.
But they added people who kind of know a little bit about the league, who isn't going to necessarily set the world alight, but has a bit of experience and stuff like that. And I just don't think Burnley have that.
No.
With West Ham, I still think Luton lose. I kind of want them to win. Out of these three teams, Luton are the ones I want to stay up. I think it'd be great for Luton to stay up because
I will allow them.
I've got like a soft spot for them. I don't know why.
I would allow them to stay up, right? As long as I don't have to hear about Kenilworth Road anymore. No.
Fucking
sick of it, mate. Yes, it's on a housing estate. I get it. So is Anfield. Big deal. Fucking, you don't hear us all fucking bleating on about bloody Anfield every week, do you? Shut the fuck up, mate. Fucking dear my nut. Anyway, right. So West Ham's form. Let's have a look then. This weekend, drew to Liverpool. Lost 5-2 to Palace last week. Week before that. Where's West Ham? Where's West Ham? Lost to Fulham 2-0. That's a shit one as well. And then they beat Wolves 2-1 before that. Mate, I reckon Luton beat West Ham.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they do.
Where are they at?
Where are they at? I don't know, to be completely honest. Bear with me, Squire. They're at West Ham. But I don't give a fuck. I think they've got 0 points from the week beforehand with Everton. They're up against it. And yeah, they think, right, fucking... This could be our fucking second to last game in the Prem. Go out there, enjoy it, play some soccer, have a good game.
Play some old soccer ball.
Yeah, some soccer ball. So I'm giving them 3 points there, mate.
Yeah, sweet. I'll go with you, mate. I'll take your lead.
You reckon Luton's winning it?
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind Luton winning it, so I want them to win. I don't think they win against Fulham, though, so it doesn't make a difference.
Burnley Spurs. How have you got that?
Spurs.
It's got to be Spurs, hasn't it? So, 0-0. So, going into the final game of the weekend, we got Forest Burnley, which will essentially decide who goes down and who stays up at this point. Who have you got for that? And let's set the cutlery and the crockery on the table. Let's see where they're playing. They are playing at Burnley, at good old Turf Moor.
Oh, good old Turf Moor.
Good old Turf Moor.
Well, obviously this is a classic six-pointer, isn't it? So,
absolutely, of course it is.
It's not just
a six-pointer. It's a classic six-pointer. I don't know what the definition is between a regular six-pointer and a classic six-pointer, but I know this is a classic
six-pointer. This is a classic six-pointer.
That's all I know. I'll tell you what, that's all I need to know at the end of the day, mate. I need to know. Right, what have you got for this classic six-pointer then? Come on, then.
Mr. I reckon Classic. Burnley. Fuck
off. Do you actually? You are a knobhead. There's no way.
My shoulder hurts and I'm covered in lava.
Do you actually think Burnley are going to win that?
No, I reckon it'll be a dull draw, wouldn't it? It'll be fucking shit.
It'll be a draw. Wow.
Oh, it'll be a nil-nil. So, they'll both be fighting and just nothing will happen. What do you reckon? You reckon they're Forest?
I think Forest beat them. I do.
But look at that form, mate.
I know that. To be honest, you're joking, but I am looking at that.
Yeah.
The last three games, they've got a draw, a win, and a draw. And the last three Forest games is draw, loss, loss. So I am looking at that. No, I think Forest would be too strong for them. I do. I think that'd be away. Three.
And it seems like as well, Forest. I could be just completely making this up off the top of my head. Don't concede a fair few goals, if you're not me. Don't necessarily score a lot.
They've all got roughly the same amount of goal difference. There's only like five or six goals in it. I was looking at it earlier. Oh, mate, we didn't lose Luton. Oh, wait.
We're still doing the first one, mate.
I'm a dumbass. No, because the first one's the third one as well, yeah. Isn't it?
But then I
Luton Fulham.
But I feel like Burnley are the same. I don't feel like either of them score that much. So, but they always concede. Both yeah. teams always concede.
They're nailed on for both teams to score in it. What do you reckon for Luton Fulham? What do you reckon?
Fulham.
You reckon? Fucking hell.
Mate, Fulham have been all right. Since the start of the year, since the start of 2024, they seem to be doing all right, you know? It'd be interesting to see where their form guide is.
Is that at the incredible Kenilworth Road? Of course it is. Last game of the season. Oh. This could be the last time we're seeing Kenilworth Road. You can freaking hear it already, can't you? Fuck off, mate. Right, Kenilworth. Let's see how Fulham have been getting on recently. So, Fulham, 1-1 with Palace today. Great result. Lost to Liverpool 3-1. But you can kind of let them off with that one, to be fair. They beat West Ham 2-0 away as well. Sorry. And then they lost to Newcastle 1-0. So they're a little bit all over the place. I'm going to go for a draw in that one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going to go for a draw.
Alright, so. Well, we'll go for those, mate. So wait, you're putting Forest to win, right?
To beat Burnley?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing the mathematics here, mate. Don't stress your brain out. I'm doing it for you. And then... So, the last three games then, I've got Forest getting 7 points. You've got Forest getting 4. I've got Luton getting 4 points. You've got them getting 3. And I've got Burnley getting absolutely diddly squat, mate. And you've got them getting 2 points.
1 point. Oh, yeah, 2 points, yeah.
So
it still doesn't matter because Forest is still staying.
As it stands, is what's happening, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got them going down regardless. So what would that put it at anyway then? So that's... Oh, my brain's fucked. 33, 30, and then we've got...
25,
26. Listen, it's not all about you, all right?
It's all about me.
It is, to be fair.
It's all about me, Jason.
Yeah, so we've both got Luton and Burnley going down, whichever way it happens. So, although it would be nice to see Forrest to go down just to shut Rob up. That'd be pretty comedy.
He's so tired.
Yeah, he's followed them for a year and now suddenly he's mint. So yeah, there we go.
There we go, sports fans.
What a great crack. Right, cheers for coming, lads. How do I get off this thing on the fucking chat window? I want to see where our recording time is. So I know how far we're through it.
29:37.
What? Oh, is that it? Sound up your days. Oh,
she's like, oh, great, got to do this longer.
Good crack. No, to be fair, I'm surprised that lasted half hour, to be honest.
We fucking strung it out.
Absolutely smashed the brain out of it.
No, come on, man.
Absolutely caned it.
Fucking three games you've got to talk through.
It is one for you. A little hot topic quickly. I know it's completely miles away from it actually happening. England, right? And we're not going to talk about the whole England. it's coming home. It's coming home. So I think Watkins has got to be a shoo-in now, hasn't he? He's got to be in that squad. What's he on now? He's got 21 goals this season. 20?
He's on 19 goals. Still,
mate. He's got to be. That's one in every two.
I think he's the top assister though. Is he still?
I'm not sure. But he has to go, hasn't he? And like, if you're taking three strikers, I think you're taking Kane. Anybody who's not taking Watkins, I don't think has ever watched football in their lives. So if you're taking three strikers, you've got Kane, you got Watkins. And when I say strikers, I don't mean Rashford.
Yeah,
or friggin' Jared Bowen. I mean like a fucking number nine.
Yeah.
I generally don't understand where the talk for Ivan Toney is. Like, I know he scored four, and he's only played 14 games. But, mate, honestly, I'd be taking Solanke.
At the moment, Ivan Toney isn't even getting game time for Burnley. Well, he's definitely not getting fucking game time for Burnley because he plays for Brentford.
He's not signed to him.
But he's not getting game time for Brentford. He keeps getting dropped. And yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's injured or...
Well, you know what it is.
He comes on, and he is... He's fucking... When we... drew against him 3-3, he was shouting at someone on the, like, giving him the old pep treatment. And I was just like, what are you doing, mate? You fucking come back from shot, fucking 2-0 down to draw 3-3 here.
There are certain players that I can't stand and have a serious fucking attitude problem. And Ivan Toney's one of them. He thinks he's God's gift to football. And he thinks Brentford should be sucking him off to fucking stay at the club. And that's partly the reason he's not in the squad. It's like, if you were Thomas Frank, and if you were looking at your team for next season, do you see Ivan Toney in it?
If you can get set, what do you reckon you can get for Toney now? 70?
What, money?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd even get that.
Do you not?
50?
I mean, he's 28.
I wouldn't fucking... I don't think any more than 50.
Sorry, I just want to
It will heavily depend on what's left on his contract as well, won't it? Do you know what I mean? But regardless, he wants away from Brentford, so it doesn't make a difference. So, like, Thomas Frank, why would you look at your squad and even include him? Like you're staying up. So why wouldn't you just give the players who want to be there the game time and just tell Toney straight away, I'm not playing you because you've made it abundantly clear every single time a fucking microphone's in front of your mouth, that you're leaving.
Yeah.
So, fuck off. I'd even have him training with the fucking reserves now. Fuck him, do you know what I mean?
I mean, last year he got 20 goals, which isn't fucking bad, really.
Yeah.
Year before, he got 12.
He was in everyone's team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it's one of those things, you're looking at it, and most teams nowadays are struggling with a goal scorer, centre-forward.
Yeah.
Even at the top half of that table.
I don't think he stays in England.
Do you not?
No. I don't think anyone needs him.
See, I think they do. I think...
I don't think he'd suit Chelsea's football. And no, they're probably the only realistic one that you'd say needs one.
I don't think any Chelsea's players suit Chelsea's football.
Yeah. Don't talk shit, mate. You fucking almost lost shit to the mighty Chelsea, so how dare you?
The mighty Chelsea, fuck's sake.
With the most dynamic song of all time of Chelsea, 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 Chelsea.
I think he can do bits at Tottenham, but he wants to go to Arsenal, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's where he wants to go.
Do you think he suits Arsenal's football? I think he's too selfish.
I do, but I think he could bring in the same way when people talk about England, and they basically talk about Kane and Toney being the same, similar player. I think he can hold up the ball and bring in players like Saka, Martellini, and Odegaard and stuff like that.
No, I don't mean selfish as in, like, with the ball. I mean, like, as as a man. Like, okay, I what he's like around the dress. Yeah. Like, Mikel Arteta, I don't know if you watch the All or Nothing thing yet or whatever, but like, he's trying to instill an ethos. He's trying to like change the culture of Arsenal Football Club and bring it around. And like, I think players like Ivan Toney are exactly the type of player that Arsenal need to avoid.
Mm.
And even if he got fucking 25 goals a season, like, I think he'd be a detriment to the dressing room.
I agree with you.
I wouldn't go near him.
I think that's one of the reasons why he can't go on the... Well, I wouldn't necessarily take him.
Tottenham would need a nine, actually. Now that you've just said it, I didn't even think of Tottenham. Like, they desperately need a nine.
Mm. No, I think so.
For saying that he wants Arsenal for so long, then he ends up at Tottenham.
I mean, money, isn't it? I know he'll come across like a fucking idiot, but...
Well, no, I don't think he stays in England though, mate. Just for those reasons alone, like if he goes anywhere else in the league, without being disrespectful, it's a sideways step.
Yeah, well, it is.
Newcastle have got too many fucking strikers as it is,
and they can't keep them fit.
But I can't think of any other team.
But on that same
in
way,
the ascendancy,
I don't think he suits that style. If you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're. The reason their players are injured all the time is because they're going at fucking 100 miles per hour on the counter-attack. Mm. They're flying the balls forward. Fucking Anthony Gordon's a little speed demon. And you need someone like Isak to keep up. And yeah. I don't think Toney is that player. I don't think he would be able to do it.
I don't know. I think if you told him to sit on the nine and literally just do what Henry did, like stand offside and make them mark you.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he'd do that really well. But like, I don't know. I just can't see him staying in England, to be honest. But, well, that's if he wants to fucking leave. If Arsenal don't come in for him, I don't see what other club would. And like you said, I wouldn't pay any more than 50 mil for him. Now Brentford are going to want some serious fucking coin for him. Would they accept 50 mil for Toney? You'd have to realistically say no. Like, especially when you're looking at all the stupid frigging signings out there, like Antony for 90 million. Do you know what I mean?
This
like,
is the thing. I
just
mean,
going
got...
off it, like you couldn't accept 50 for Toney. It'd be an absolute slap in the face. Darwin Nunez was 85 for fuck's sake.
Well,
there's no way you could accept
50. And he
50.
Is proven, and that's the thing. He is a proven goal scorer. I think the same now when people talk about Villa players going.
Yeah,
especially Watkins. And I'm like, how do we replace Watkins? How do you replace
Ivan Toney?
Oh, fucking no thanks. Well, I think he celebrated once doing a Birmingham City fucking celebration at Villa Park. But, like, how do you replace that player? So for me, and he wouldn't go for this money, but for me, you'd have to be getting over 100 mil for Ollie Watkins. And that he isn't, and I know he's up there as one of the top goal scorers this season and stuff. Great sister and things like that. But I don't think you could get that money for him. But I think we need to try and replace him.
But I don't think he would get those numbers in any other team.
Yeah, we play two Watkins and Bailey really all the time. But...
To what you just said though, my ex friend who is a West Ham fan, he said exactly the same thing about Declan Rice. He was like, we had the conversation. He was like, we need like 100 mil for him. And then the argument was, but he's not worth 100 mil. But he was like, but he's worth 100 mil to us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he's worth. So he is worth 100 mil.
Yeah.
That is literally how business is built.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you value him? He's your possession. Like, what do you value him? That's how the fucking world is. So I don't think Toney goes for 50 mil. I think you're looking at 80. And with the greatest respect, now that we've just said Nunez, Liverpool could do worse than taking a punt on fucking
Toney.
Yeah,
they can't buy another striker. They've got fucking how many?
Can they not?
I mean,
Diogo Jota's always fucking injured. Salah, seemingly, if he's not out the door at the end of the season, he will be the next one. And he's not young anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, then you've got Cody Gakpo. And realistically, I think Nunez is better off the left
on
anyway.
Fucking forwards in the last... What?
How much will they sell Salah for?
How long's left on Salah's contract?
I don't know. I don't know. He's not going to go for free, though, is he, for fuck's sake? But even still, I think Nunez always looks better coming in off the left. So if you leave Nunez on the left, you could put Tony up top, and then if Salah does stay, which I don't think he does, or you could even ask Luis Diaz or whoever's fit at the time, because Luis Diaz and Jota are never fit at the same time.
Yeah,
so you should ask whoever else is playing.
Because they are both players.
Yeah, because they're both fucking men. Mm. Like, just ask them to go and play on the right.
So, looking at it, Salah became the highest player in the club history when he penned a 3-year contract in July 2022. So, he hasn't signed an extension. He's out of contract in 2025.
Well, they won't sign an extension, though, because there was a big palaver at Liverpool, because they've got an unwritten rule that they won't give anyone a contract after 30.
Yeah.
That's why when they let Gini Wijnaldum, they let Wijnaldum go.
Okay, yeah.
And everyone was like, why the fuck are you letting him go? And they were like, he's 30 years old. And they were like, so what? He's fucking amazing. Do you know what I mean? But then there was a massive fucking thing with Salah, because they were going to let him leave.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't let him go. He's arguably the best player in the world at the minute. So I think he wanted 5 years. They said no. And then, because remember, it was in the press for ages. He ended up on a 3. But yeah. But that's 25. So realistically, they'll be cashing in on him.
Well, so they have to cash in.
If not this summer, then he goes on a 3.
Yeah, he gets on a Bosman, doesn't he? And then, but this is what I mean. So he's 200 mil.
Bosman.
Yeah. But he was going for 200 mil because he had so long left on his contract. And he won't go for 200 mil again. There's no way. I don't think he'll break 100 mil, mate. Coming off.
Well, you think if PSG come in or someone like that comes in,
I think it'll be Saudi again.
You don't think they'll make 100 mil?
I think it'll be Saudi again. But you pay 100 mil or you wait 6 months. Because sign him for the year later, don't you? You sign him, you can start talking to him.
Let's play a little game of fantasy. If he's getting sold in the summer, then, regardless of where he goes, what price tag would you sell him for at Liverpool Football Club?
So I mean, you've got to be looking at 90 mil. No, but what I'm saying is, where he was 200 mil previously, I don't think you break the 100 mil mark. I think you lose 50% because he goes.
Yeah.
You still get 90 mil, don't get me wrong. But he
so
was
if you think
be...
he goes for 90 then, right, and you go one for one, do you think Liverpool, do you think Brentford will allow Tony to go to Liverpool for the 90? You got to say yeah, surely.
Yeah, you would, but I don't think...
No, I meant Brentford Football Club. He'd have to,
fuck
yeah.
Me, if you find out fucking Salah was going and then Liverpool knocked on your door,
yeah,
I'd be holding out for 70, 80 mil anyway, because you just 100%. know they got the money.
It's proven. Yeah. Proven in the Prem. Gets goals.
But it'd be interesting to... Is Mbappe tied up yet or not?
Don't fucking start, mate. I don't think Mbappe even knows what he's fucking doing. He's in for a shock when he leaves PSG, mind, because he's going to go to a club where he doesn't have any say in all the backroom shit. So I wouldn't be shocked if he stays at PSG for life. I really wouldn't. Why would he leave? What, because he's always wanted to play for Real Madrid? So what? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're screaming it every single day. He's on hundreds of thousands every day. You go nowhere.
It's absolutely crazy, isn't it?
It's fucking disgusting is what it is.
And
there's me working weekends for a pittance. Do you know what I mean?
There's me working. Fucking hell.
Yeah, but that's a fucking choice, you silly cunt. Fuck's sake. But yeah, fucking...
Which be sick.
Oh no. Fucking hell.
Let me retire. Send me out to pasture, mate.
Those 5:30. Me and Charlotte were doing our mortgage thing earlier, and she says to me, she was putting all the information in, and she says, what time you think, what age are you thinking of retiring? I went, I'm not retiring. I've told you this multiple times. And then she went, yeah, but you are though, aren't you? I said, no, but I'm not. And then she, I said, the only way I would is if either of our kids have kids, and then we have a reason to, like, help out with the kids and all that kind of stuff, and they can still go to work, and you know, we can give a bit of childcare and all that kind of bollocks. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then I said to her, "What age are you planning on retiring?" And she went, 65. And I went, "Good luck." I was like, "Yeah, right. No one working now at our age is retiring at 65.
No, fucking unless
you've got some serious fucking wedge behind you. It's not fucking happening."
Well, but anyway, I'm hardly fucking work.
No.
Also, sorry, going back to this, Solanke has one cap for fucking England.
I know. That's what I was saying earlier. It's bollocks. I started this fucking chat about to suck Solanke off, and I was fucking saying to you, I was like, if you're taking three strikers, Tony's not even getting into the team for my liking. He's not even getting in there. I'd get Solanke in there straight away.
And he scores one in every, like, I think.
He's doing well, mate.
1.27 games or something.
Yeah, he's creaming it at the moment. And then, like, where's the fucking thing? Right there, bear with me. I screenshot it. Did I screenshot it? I don't know if I did. I was meant to fucking get England's fixtures. Wait there. England Euros fixtures. England.
I'd take Solanke as a replacement for Watkins.
Yeah, so would I. So we've got the first three games. You've got Serbia, Denmark, and Slovenia. All right, so they're not the easy games, them, to be totally honest. We should be winning them. But if you go two goals up, or you just want to rest Kane in the last 10-15 minutes because it's a long tournament, then your options are Watkins and who? It's got to be Solanke, 100%.
Mm. Also, as well, you've got a 26-man squad now, so you only got the 23. Yeah. So you've got an extra player potentially up front.
That's right, Southgate are bringing three more right-backs.
Don't have three more right-backs.
And they'll all get injured and all, so don't worry about it. So, yeah, buzzing. What a great crack. Oh, there we go. So,
Yeah, so neither of us have taken Tony. Are we going to do a team before the Euros, probably?
We do a team all the time, don't we, for the England
Love
thing.
Team.
But,
Love
team. It'd be good to have a little chat about, like, not so much a team, but then just be like, what players do we think deserve to be considered?
Yeah,
that wouldn't usually, like, Jarrod Bowen you'd take, wouldn't you?
Yeah
like Solanke you'd take, Ollie Watkins you'd take, as loads. Do you know what I mean? You'd even take Jarrod Branthwaite at Everton.
If he doesn't take Watkins after this season, right, it would be a piss take, because
if he doesn't take him, he's racist, is what I'll be saying straight away. It's madness. There's no other reason.
Mate, it'd be unbelievable.
It makes no sense. But yeah, we could do a caps episode again. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Oh, we get an up to date one.
Yeah, let's do it. Where it's actually, yeah, let's not do it over the weekend where there's actual fucking fixtures. I did quite like that actually.
What were you about to say? You had a little brainwave there.
I won't do it now because we're close to the end of the time. But I actually had a little guess the player by their middle name.
Wow. What minute are we on?
48
minutes. Do it.
All right.
Bang out in 12 minutes. Because I'll tell you what, the answer for everything is going to be a dunno. But yeah, go on. You have to give me some clues, though. Like, is this an England one?
There's eight of them, all right? So there's eight.
Right.
So,
okay, sounds.
Yeah, no, and I will give you clues. And there is one you'll get. Three of them are retired. Yeah, no.
Right, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but they're common people. So,
William Ivanhoe?
Yeah. All right.
Right. So is this any footballer ever?
Played in the Premier League. He's English. Capped for England. Well known.
What? And his middle name is William Ivanhoe?
Yeah. He retired.
So he has a first... No, hold on. So he has a first name, then he has William Ivanhoe, and then he has a last name.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
This person doesn't exist.
He's a centre forward. He's a striker.
Before you carry on, I was going to say Jermaine Defoe, just because it'll be comedy for his name to be Jermaine William Ivanhoe Defoe.
I think his name's Colin or something. Mental.
What? Jermaine Defoe's middle name's Colin?
Shit.
Shut up. You just love Colin because he fucking won you £300 or whatever it was. Right.
£300, yeah. All right, I'll take it. £300.
Jermaine.
Yeah,
bollocks. Yeah, it actually is Colin. Fucking
told you.
Piss off, Colin. I hate that name. Fuck Colin, mate. Oh, fuck's sake. Anyway, done with it.
This player,
Ivan,
is a centre forward. All right.
Mm.
He played for Leicester. Oh, so he's retired in 2012.
Is it Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank?
No.
Jimmy Floyd William Ivanhoe Hasselbank.
He is probably
Les Ferdinand.
The most unselfish centre forward you have. All right.
Not Jamie Vardy.
Not known for his goals, really. Leicester, Liverpool, Birmingham.
Oh, Emil Heskey.
William Ivanhoe Heskey.
Wow. That's a mouthful. That's what she says. Jesus Christ. Do his parents not like him? They've named him Emil for a start.
Mate, some of these are absolutely fucking horrendous.
His whole life, people would be calling him Email. And they're just like, what? No, that's not my name. It's Emil. He's like, what? What's your middle name? Ivanhoe. All
right, so the next one. Nicodem.
Right. All right. I'm guessing African straight away because that's a mad name.
English.
Okay.
Defender. Yeah.
Sol Campbell.
Retired in 2023. So he's retired
recently.
You
need to tell me whether they're retired or still active.
Yeah,
from
so he's retired
from
in 2023. All right.
What's his name? Nicodem.
Nicodem. I'm not pronouncing it right properly. Nicodem? Nicodem.
Nicodem.
No, don't take the last one because that will throw you. He played Sheffield United, Everton. And then Derby and Stoke. So he's an English defender.
Centre back.
40 caps.
English.
And he's white, by the way.
Phil Jagielka?
Yeah.
Is it? Phil, wow.
Nicodem Jagielka.
What the fuck kind of name is that? There's no way Jags has got a name like that.
Wait. This one.
Unbelievable.
These next two. I was like, there's no fucking way these are actual names. You're checking them, aren't you? Because you don't even believe me.
Yeah, I'm checking them because A, you're dyslexic, and B, you do enjoy two-footing me quite often. So, yeah, right. I am checking them straight away.
Here's one. Mate.
Right.
Mate.
Playing or retired?
Playing. He's a USA international.
I called them mate.
Mate. What, mate? All right.
Landon Donovan.
No. So he's still playing. He's played in the Premier League. So all of these players have played in the Premier League. Dortmund.
He has played.
Chelsea.
Oh, Christian Pulisic.
Yeah. Christian, mate, Pulisic.
What a joke. What a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It can't be pronounced like that, surely.
Mate, I don't know how it is, but...
It's got to be a variation of Matt and
mate. Mate as well.
It is as well. What a fucking piss take. Yeah, go
I love how you have to check all of these. All right.
Yeah, because if they've got like an accent over the letters or whatever, it changes it, innit?
Yeah.
Go on.
Happy. Like, Happy Gilmore.
It's not Roy Keane, is it? And it's not Graeme Souness. So. Retired? Playing.
French. Defender. He only has 11 caps, but he's still in the Premier League.
Is this England?
No,
French. French. Well, that don't help me, does it?
All right. Chelsea, loaned at Stoke, loaned at Everton, West Ham.
Kurt Zouma.
Kurt Happy Zouma.
He's happy when he's booting those cats into orbit.
Right, feeling hater.
Unbelievable. Did you see that stag do recently?
Yeah. Where it was like...
They dressed the stag in a cat outfit, and then everyone else on the stag do was in West Ham kits with Zouma on the back.
Mate, it's fucking bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant, mate. That's absolutely class.
So, you actually really like this player, to be fair, this next one.
Oh, here
Hooray.
We go.
Or Hooray. Or Hoare. Hoare.
Okay. Right.
Hoare. He's English. He's still playing.
Mm.
He's a defender with 31 caps. He's actually a left back. So there you go. That's a bit of more of a hint for you.
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw. Luke Hooray.
Do you know how I got that?
What?
31 caps.
Is that what it is? Oh, well, because you did the cap.
We did it on the finger, we did. Yeah, I straight away. Yeah.
All right.
I really like him. Yeah, yeah. He's a real good player. Can't wait to sell him.
So we've got three more.
Okay.
Leonidas.
Leonidas. Leonidas. Like 300.
No, Leonidas. Right.
Okay. Right.
Still playing. English. Not currently in the Premier League. Defender. And he has a grand total of 2 caps.
Still playing.
Still playing.
Hmm. 2 caps. Defender.
Defender. So, I'll give you a little clue. I'm not going to give you the last, his current club, but he played at Tottenham.
It's not Eric Dier. He's got like 40, hasn't he?
He shares a name with another player who also played at Tottenham.
Man, that's really helpful. Cheers, mate. Defender?
Yeah.
Still playing?
Still playing. He plays in the Championship at the moment. Fighting to come back up.
I don't know.
Kyle Leonidas Walker-Peters.
I never would have got that.
Would you not? I love Kyle Walker.
How long was he at Tottenham for? Like half a season?
He was there for a couple of seasons as a youth. But he literally plays behind Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker. So when he came in, I think he played a couple of games and then went off.
I thought he was at Sunderland or something.
Southampton. Southampton.
That was, I just see red and white.
All right.
Yeah, 12 games at Tottenham in 5 years. Yeah.
So the next one, this will be a struggle.
Leonidas is a hell of a name, mate. By the way. Fuck me.
You think that's a hell of a name? Check out Zach Everton Fred. As a middle name. As middle name, he has Zach
Everton Fred. Are they all, are they triple, they got like hyphens between all of them?
No, I don't think so. It's just...
What the fuck? Zach Everton Fred.
Mate, I don't know why you think, do you know what, I'm going to name
Go
my
on.
Kid.
Well, they've obviously just, it was like that kid we went to school with. He had the same first name as his last name.
I fucking love that.
Bradley.
No, his first name was Brad, middle name Lee.
Yeah, middle name was Lee.
Mate,
I know, yeah.
Fucking pissed out.
Absolutely two-footed him.
So that is Shay Adams. You weren't going to get that one.
No, absolutely
but
not.
This one you should get. Maurice.
Shay Adams the one that went to prison?
No.
Shay Adams. Oh, no, Shay Adams is Southampton striker, isn't it? Who am I thinking of? Not Adam Johnson. Oh, no, he didn't. It was turned out she was lying. Who am I thinking of?
Oh, wait, no. Was there one in the lower leagues where he did go to prison and she turned out it was lying? And it kind of ruined his career.
He went down for a while, didn't he?
I've no idea who it is, though. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, I could have swore it was a Shay. It don't matter.
This one's
it don't matter. Okay.
Maurice.
Right, hit me with it. Maurice.
All right.
Midfielder. Okay. Maurice. Yep.
67 caps for the Republic of Ireland.
Okay, stop there. Let me have a think. Maurice, retired. 67 for Ireland. 67. I'm going to go with Damien Duff.
No.
Unlucky. I find that when it turns out Damien Duff's actually English. Steve Finnan was a defender, wasn't he? Yeah, go on. Let's have another one. Another clue.
Retired in 2006.
It doesn't really help me.
Played three clubs. Forrest.
Is it Roy Keane?
Roy Maurice Keane. What a fucking name, eh?
As soon as you said Forrest, I was like, there we go. Oh, do you know what the crack is? I sat there thinking to myself, who would have fucking played in centre mid with Roy Keane for Ireland? Sitting there thinking, I was like, think of who it would be.
That's why he's so angry, because everyone used to call him fucking take the piss out of Maurice all the time. Yeah. Also,
I would ram that home, though. Oh, like Maurice.
Also, just as a little bonus, Jurgen Klopp, middle name, Norbert.
Norbert. Wow.
And on my little hunt, Gerard Pique. All right. Barcelona player, pretty fucking high up. His surname is actually Bernabeu.
Huh?
Mate, seriously? Hey. How weird is that?
Do you know what kills me, right? He was signed for Man United.
Was it?
Yeah, we had him at Man United. And then fucking, he begged Fergie to let him go back. And he was like, give me one more season. And he was like, no, I want to go back. I've had enough.
Fuck this shit.
I was actually spelt like it as well. Burnabout. It's not even like any... Oh, it's madness.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Fucking 397 caps for Barcelona. Fucking hell. Caps. Listen to me.
Caps.
Fucking what a joke. Yeah. 102 for Spain. Jesus Christ.
Sweet.
Could you imagine if him and Ramos played for the same team in La Liga?
Oh, mate, it'd be fucking a joke, wouldn't it?
I mean, I know he had Carlos Puyol for a lot of that anyway, so it was still mustard, but like, fucking hell, they could have played a back three of Carlos Puyol, Gerard Piqué, and Sergio Ramos. I
mean, no one's getting past that. No one's walking. I mean,
Barcelona were pretty dominant anyway, but like, fuck me, I was like, they would have been something else, innit?
Who's that big, bold, fucking horrible Portuguese one? Pepe.
Pepe.
Oh, Pepe. Fucking hell. He was horrible, wasn't he, as well?
I love Pepe, man.
Oh, he was just
absolute
like,
killer.
You know he's a prick.
Yeah.
You know he's an absolute dickhead.
I love players that I look at and think I'd hate to play against. Yeah. Pepe's one of them. Yeah, he'd be a fucking absolute cunt 24/7, wouldn't he?
Oh, don't. You're horrible.
Yeah. That was pretty good, that.
Did you like that one?
Which is your favourite out of the lot of the middle names? Like, I ain't got them in front of me, so. But which is your favourite?
Mate. I'm quite a big fan of mate. Just of like, he's American as well, mate. So it's not like it's a language thing.
He's American. American. Yeah, mate.
So to give you a little Christian rundown, mate, William Ivanhoe, Nicodem, mate, Happy, Jorge, Leonidas, Zach Everton, Fred. Fucking terrible. Maurice.
That's the worst.
It's shocking, isn't it?
I think Maurice you can get away with. I think it's semi-normal. It's still pretty shit. But like, if someone said to you, oh, where'd you get that from? And you go, oh, I got it from Maurice down the pub.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bat an eyelid.
No, you wouldn't.
If someone said, oh, where'd you get that from? And you go, I got it from Zach Everton Fred down the boozer. They'd be like, wait, what? Why are you giving me his old name? No, that's his first name.
Yeah.
What? I mean, it's a stitch up, 100%. Who was that again? Zach Everton Fred?
Shay Adams. Mate, it isn't even hyphenated.
Oh my fucking Christ. It actually is. Zach, Shay, Everton, Fred, Adams. So out of all of the names he's been given, arguably the weirdest one out of the lot is his first name.
I mean, Everton's pretty fucking weird.
Well, yeah, you could argue that, but Zach and Fred, you'd have it. Fucking what the hell? Unbelievable scenes. That's pretty good.
Sweet.
I don't know how you think we're getting a whole episode out of it, but...
Oh, no, it's just going to be a part, but it was only 10 minutes we had at the end, so I'll leave it for 10 minutes.
That's sweet. Oh,
I've also done top goal scorers with right penalties.
Top goal scorers without penalties. I'll tell you who's top of the list straight away. Andy Cole.
No, I meant just this season.
Oh, right. That's good. So, I thought you meant ever.
But yeah.
Yeah, sounds...
Sweet.
Cushy mushy. Wait, what have we got on next weekend? Let's do a bit of podcast admin to Dan Walker and kick off. fuck him. Yeah, I've got nothing on next weekend, so Sunday should be sound again.
Sweet, man.
Sound.
Sweet. Caroline.
Ba-ba-ba.
I better not sing. I'll probably do my fucking voice again.
Have you got an outro?
No. Well, I've got an AI. I've got an AI outro.
Oh, is it?
Going to hear the AI outro?
Is it any good, though? When you say, do you want to hear it, are you going to just say, just do it, and then just sign the podcast off? Or you're actually just going to put it in there?
Yeah, no. Should I just play it, and then we'll just finish?
I don't know, because if it's hilarious and fucking... just play it. Go on. Let's go.
It's AI, man. The end is near. See you all next time. It just stops as well. I don't know why. There you go.
I didn't understand probably 60% of what he was saying.
I am not, mate. There's moon mentioned and stuff like that. I didn't give it any lyrics. I just said, this is for the Pharmacy podcast and it needs to have adios in it. And that was it. One came back and joined the Spanish. So.
It was actually okay, but I think after what we put together and then it's gone super bouncy at 9:25 on a fucking Sunday. I feel like I'm ready to go to town and go fucking motor.
It reminds me of like 90s cartoons. But
yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Bike and Mice from Mars or something. Like
that. Oh.
Fucking unbelievable. So
sweet.
Yeah. Not terrible. Not great. Mainly because I couldn't understand a fucking word they were saying in it. But yeah. A little bit too jazzy, I think. So
all right, well, we'll play it again one more time and then we'll just end the podcast. No. All right, adios.
Right, do it. Right, wait, do it again so I can actually concentrate on what he's frigging saying.
So turn and then, as well.
No, it's fucking noisy enough as it is, for fuck's sake.
Right, come on, fucking hell. All right, adios.
Love you. Adios, my dear. Harvest moon is high, the end is